God.
All right, Joe. Second place tonight. Second place in the points. What kind of season was this for you, basically, overall? Second place season?
Probably I'd call it frustrating the whole year because we really left last year. You know, we didn't get the results classic, but we led a long ways, and then we had an issue with the restarting. But and then the last race, I think we had something for Otto, and we broke the motor. But the car is very good, but we came back this year, and we really struggled the whole year. I really can't say one night I was really pleased with the car. We finished second here and there, but we never had a car that I really felt you could really race hard from start to finish. And it proved it again tonight. Early, I think we were all right for about 25, 30 laps, and then it goes away, and then you have nothing. You know, it's frustrating as a driver because it's really up to me to make it work. You know, I mean, I'm sitting in it, and we just never put our finger on the good setup that really I could race hard from lap one to lap 50 or 75 tonight. But we got through the year. You know, just through some unfortunate things with Otto, you know, he got us back in the race, and then unfortunately he had problems and took me out, and then he got the lead back, and that night when he took me out was the difference, really. I mean, you know, we went in 11 out, and if I would have just finished where I was, 6th, and he was 7th, it probably would have been. But on the other hand, the night he crashed the front straight away, he got us back in the race by doing that. So, you know, it's racing. You can't predict what's going to happen week to week, and you try to come prepared the best you can. And, you know, given the year, he was the best car week in and week out. And he proved it tonight. In the long-distance races, he's been very good. He won the 100-lapper, he won the 75-lapper, and he won this 75-lapper. So he was the one to beat, and he did what he had to do.
Did you win a race this year?
No.
If you had somehow gotten by Otto tonight and won the track championship, that would have been two in a row for you without a feature win.
True.
What do you think it's going to take to get Joe Gosek back in victory lane again?
Get a better race car somehow, but I don't know. You know, there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that have to be all working together, and we do the best we can for what we have, I guess. And you know, we wouldn't come up here if we didn't think we could win. But the bottom line is, you know, everyone is still chasing Otto. I mean, he's won numerous championships the last 6 years. I mean, it's never been done, I don't think, what he's done in the amount of years and the amount of championships. So he's proven that they're the team to beat, and they proved it tonight, and we're not good enough. That's bottom line. I'm not sour grapes. I just, it's we don't have the equipment. We're not set up good enough to beat them. You know, and I want to beat them on the track by having a better car, but we don't have it right now. So
you mentioned in victory lane that you don't feel too old to come back next year. Is that really the case? Do you feel like, you know what, if I feel I can still compete and I have a car that can compete, I'll be back again next year?
I'd say that's a good assumption. I don't feel like I'm beat. I mean, that I can't compete at the level I need to win races. I think I can say that when I think that time comes, with a 30 whatever years experience. I still think that we could, you know, we could compete to win races and win championships. And when that goes away, I'll go away.
All right. Finally, who do you have to thank for your full season and second place run in the overall points this year?
I don't know. There's so many people. All my sponsors. You know, Burke's Home Center has been with me since '83. They've been awesome. The Hanleys, I mean, couldn't ask for a better relationship, friendship-wise and sponsorship-wise. You know, I got my owners. I'll go down to my sponsors. You know, I got Eddie Thompson that's been around racing for a lot longer than I have. I have Pathfinder Bank, which came on a few years ago. They've been awesome. Let me see what else. We have Butler Disposal. I don't know who I'm going to leave out. We got the smaller ones like the pizzeria, not pizzeria, I shouldn't say that, Mark's Pizzeria, and what else do we have small? I'd say that's probably covered the majority of them. I'm trying to think who else, but I think that's it. What's that?
You're mentioning Carl.
Oh, my car owners, Robbie Guther and Al Archer, and the unknown car owner, not to mention names. My wife, my children, and all the guys that back me and support me and have confidence in me. I know it's still fun. You know, it's still fun. They know I give my all, and they all do, and they all want to see us do well. And so, it's a team. It's a family team, and my wife still wants me to race, and my children love it. So we'll be back to try to beat everybody next year.